Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who hey? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet, King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Well, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix, Black Poet on a motherfucking check-in. My nigga King Eric, my brother Bombit on the line. I know we here. Let's do this shit again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the fucking deal.
What's good, y'all?
What's the word, my brothers?
Hey, shit,
cold
hey,
as
shit,
hell.
Man. Get your job. Say what?
Cold as hell, man.
Dude. Oh, it's cold down there?
And all that. Yeah, that winter breeze is hitting us heavy out here in the Carolinas. It's hitting us at 44 degrees.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because you know we had our heat gave out yesterday, because you know they had a situation. I know y'all pretty sure heard about what happened with Moore County, where power was out for like a couple of days. They had like a shootout at somewhere around that substation, and it knocked the power out, and people were within that county was out for power for about a whole week.
There was no damn shootout. Somebody fucking shot that shit.
He shot that shit up.
Nah, they would do it. They did that on purpose.
It's targeted. They said this shit was targeted, kid. Knocked out man fucking power.
Wait, it was a shootout or they just shot it? Like, what's this guy saying? Like,
it wasn't no fucking shootout, man.
Oh, man, why are you making it seem like it's a shootout? Like, I'm hearing, oh, it was a shootout.
It wasn't no
oh,
shootout.
Saying, nah, it was not no shootout.
It was a target.
Yeah, somebody shot.
Targeted this shit.
Yeah, somebody.
But you just said it was a shootout. Shootout is when there's a fucking exchange of gunfire.
They were saying that if it was, it was supposed to be, I think, alleged white supremacists, they supposed to got in a shootout with some people. And it hit that substation. That's what I'm hearing for somebody that was out there.
Nah, man. It was like...
Yeah, because I got family out there with Moore County.
I can't be going off what you be saying, because you be, you be fast to promote shit that don't even be the truth. So I got to sit back and...
Why you bringing up bullshit?
Listen, like, hold up a second.
Why y'all bringing up old shit?
Nah, this ain't y'all. This is me. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. I got to make sure, you know, I got to get the story straight, you know?
Oh, man, y'all gotta trust me, man. I mean, even though we botched the Gucci, man. I mean, we botched the whole BG thing. I admit that the social was wrong. Let bygones be bygones. We in a new slate this week.
And you sharing that R. Kelly shit that Big came out?
Talking about what's like
R. Kelly?
His new album?
He got a new album
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's not even new. That's not new.
Well, it's just released. It's new. It's new to who haven't heard it, you know?
Nah, that shit came, it came out before, but they stopped it.
They try to say that it was originally somebody in Sony.
This one just got ripped down off everything, too. This shit is ripped down off everything right now.
It probably was supposed to come out before he got in trouble. That's probably what it is. And they just re-release it.
Nah, man, look at the title. He, you know what I'm saying?
he tried to say yesterday he had nothing to do with it, with the release of this album at all. I think they did that. They just put that title up there just to troll him a little bit.
Well, it's called I Admit It, right? I Admit It?
Yeah.
That's the name of the title. I mean, you know, if it's going to help him get some revenue, you know. I know they've been
good
hitting
morning.
Him every time he gets. I know they be hitting him every time he gets some money on his books. They go ahead and fucking freeze his account and take it, you know.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. You know, piss on little girls and shit.
Yeah, man. You know,
I'm thinking what they're gonna probably do, because they took it down on a lot of streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple. What they probably going to do, they going to probably put it out on a physical and see them make that bread up on the recoup there, because that's an experiment to me.
I mean, honestly, everybody should stop streaming and go fucking buy the artist's album. Stop fucking streaming, people. Fuck that shit. Go out and support
that
shit.
If everybody just boycott streaming, yo. Word up. Hip-hop needs to boycott streaming.
Yeah, man.
We got to start that campaign. We might have to start that campaign, y'all.
It interrupts the artist, man. Like, you know, like, go to their website.
Boycott streaming, yo. Hip-hop boycott streaming, yo. Make the motherfuckers pay us how they're supposed to pay us.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know if you've seen...
This is for all artists. You know, hip-hop
all artists. It could be rock, it could
be
whatever.
To lead the way.
Like, think about it, man. Everybody putting up their views and how many times they were streamed. And I laugh at that shit, you know, because I see, I was listening to 3 million sometimes. But when you think about that shit, like, that's only 3 stacks, and it took you all year to see that. You know?
Now, don't get wrong now. Listen is good now.
Listen is good, but damn,
man. I mean, they're profiting
artists,
more than...
Nah, listen, man. Artists cannot survive on people listening, man.
The sites are profiting crazy. I could see if they wasn't profiting.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
They profiting crazy. They eating crazy or something.
Yeah, because as soon as you click on it, they earning, you know? And it's crazy. It's crazy to me because, you know, I just feel like, man, like think about it. If the artist streamed 3 million times, imagine what his sales would have been, like physical, you know? Like you would stream 3 million times, but how about if you made 3 million sales? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you could put your kids through college. You could do this. You could do that. And you're getting them 3 million streams. You know, you're just paying your monthly rent. And it took you all year to get that. It's different when you're doing like billion streams and 5 billion and 10 billion. You know, those numbers are different. You know, you're in the thousands then. But when you're doing the millions, you know, you just coming out the
billion streams. Ain't nobody getting
yeah,
a million
do.
Streams. Ain't
yeah, they do.
Billion
yeah, they
streams.
Do.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
and
they
Drake
do.
Too.
You said a billion.
People like Drake. Billion, man. People like Drake. People like
Taylor Swift.
The real big people, you know? The Lil Wayne's, shit like that, you know? Eminem's. Those guys are doing billions. But for the underground artists that's just cracking 300,000 and you know, 100,000, 10,000, you know, that shit don't benefit. I mean, thank you to everybody that's listening worldwide, but that shit don't benefit us, man.
If it sucks.
It costs money to put these albums out. It costs money to be in the studio, and whether you got one at your house or whether you go into one, you know, I say it all the time, man. Like, electricity ain't free.
Yeah.
And heat ain't free. All that shit costs money, you know, whether you're in your studio or you at the lab at a real big studio, you're still paying for that shit.
Fuck, you're right.
You paying for the mix, the mastering, all this shit. So think about it. You put an album out, it costs you $3,000 to fucking put the album out. And then, you know, you do a million streams and you only get $1,200 back.
Damn.
Yeah, fuck out of here, man. Boycott streamers, man. You heard everybody? You got boycott streamers.
You know, I'm with streaming if you checking the artists out. Like, let's say, boom. Like, for instance, Kool G Rap just dropped the album. Boom. Go check it on Spotify. Listen to it. If it's worth the buy, buy it. And you know it's going to be worth the buy anyway. Go buy it. Buy the physical copy.
Right.
You know? That's the only way. Because sometimes, you know how back in the day you could buy an album and there's only like 2 bangers on there, and the rest is like, damn, what the fuck happened? You know, streaming will allow you to dissect that, and then you can say, chill, I ain't wasting my money on that album, you know. That's the only benefit I see in streaming, is that you could check the album out, see if
you
like it.
Yeah, you can listen to shit, but it's really. No way. I mean, it's not beneficial for the artist, except that you can, you know, spread your music easier and faster. But sometimes faster and easier ain't always good.
Yeah, check it out. So
you
go buy the album, you buy the download. What if your computer crash?
Yeah, now you ain't got that music.
Now you don't have that. Now you got to go. You got to go buy it again.
Fuck.
Yeah, you
right
got to go buy it again.
Computer crashes, they fuck. They ain't going to be able to listen to nothing. You know what's going to be being pulled out? All the fucking 2000, all the 90s shit. All that shit's going to be being pulled out. We're going to have to listen
not
to
the
this shit.
And not to mention, it's also giving these corporations the right to own the music. And if you even, like, piss them off, they can just erase your whole catalog, too. Just like they trying to do with Kanye. They were talking about erasing his whole catalog from Spotify.
I mean, yo, you can do all that you want. They get the his music is out there, yo. If you want some Kanye, you got some Kanye. His music is out there.
Yeah, that's, you know, the music's going to be out there. But, you know, like I said, man, you know, let's just say your computer stopped working, man. At least you have physical copies, man, and you could pop that CD player in, or if you got it on cassette tape, you could pop the cassette tape in, or you got the vinyl, crack that vinyl. And you'll always have it. You'll always have it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, because you'll be fucked.
Can't go wrong with a physical copy.
Yeah, you'll be fucked.
Physical copies always better.
Either that. Because they were talking about doing that with
Shout
a lot of people
man,
that.
Everybody doing their thing, man. Shout out to y'all, man, for real. Holding it down and going through all kinds of shit that nobody know about. You still fucking holding it down. Shout out to y'all. Right.
No doubt.
What you saying, E?
No, I was just saying, no doubt. And I was also agreeing with what you guys were saying. Like, it also gave these labels the chance to, you know, advocate censorship as well. So now they have the whole power to pretty much end the whole catalog with a button. But what you got when you own the physical, can nobody take that away? That's independent distribution.
Yeah,
so
but you know, they got the power to press the button, but they don't have the power for the people not be able to reach you. Like, if Kanye wants, he could have his own website, and people go to his website to buy his music. Mm-hmm. He don't have to have it all over the place. It don't have to be on none of them platforms. He could just have the people coming direct to him, you know?
Yeah.
That's what the website that's what it was originally made for, the website. It's so people could come to you and buy directly from you instead of having somebody else get a piece of the pie, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the TV going? I hear, like, background noise. But, yeah, man,
not me.
It's crazy, man, you know?
Yeah.
But I know y'all been...
Hell, yeah, and on the top of
the... Y'all been watching the news? You know, they finally did that exchange for Brittany Griner to bring her home, and they released a arms dealer.
Yeah,
I see people are mad. Because they didn't release the Marine that's over there. You know, like, they fought to get Brittany Griner, and you, like, exchanged a WNBA star for an arms dealer. And people are really tight about that.
Hey. You got to hold that down. People get mad when, you know, when other people become a priority. You know, people can't stand that. Like,
well,
it's an outrage.
You got somebody who's
one time we've been a priority. And motherfuckers can't believe it. Like, oh, shit. They got for her? Yeah, for her. Oh.
It's more just so that she's a basketball player and the other guy's a Marine. And they go fight for the Marine who's been there like 9 years already.
Yo, it's not that. This is what they wanted to do. This is what them motherfuckers over there wanted to do. No, we ain't letting nobody else go. We'll give you her back.
Yeah, no, they open. They open to release more people they got of ours. They open to it, you know. But right now, that's what the deal was. We'll give you her, and you give us him, you know. Yeah, you know what it reminded me of? That movie, Con Air. That shit reminded me of Con Air, where they swapping the inmates.
It's crazy though, man, because they did a movie based off that guy, The Merchant of Death, called Lord of War. And ironically enough, Nicolas Cage was in that one too.
Oh wow. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
But either way we're glad she's home though, but it remains to be seen what this swap gonna be like for the country. But I don't know if this guy gonna have any more pull to put in that work like he used to though.
Man,
I mean, you know,
they got what they wanted, man. They got what they wanted. We got what we wanted. You know, we want more. They good. You know, done got a whole lot right now. That's what they was willing to give up. It was either that or nothing. So,
yeah.
What the fuck you wanted me to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can't get too mad because that's what they want. You know, they was regulating.
So, yeah, and you see how Nike completely stopped messing with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is actually happy about it. You know, he's saying he's free now. He ain't got no nothing binding him.
I mean, that's what everybody say, but yeah, I don't really think that. I don't really think he's fucking so happy, really. That's a lot of money
he's happy.
Lost. And I think he lost a lot of money. I think
of course
really
he lost money, but
the consequences. Think about the consequences of what the fuck was going to happen when he expresses.
I don't think he's worried. I don't think he's worried about the money. He got money.
I mean, of course he's not worried about it because he has plenty of it. But I'm just saying, I don't think
he's not worried about it.
He didn't want to lose it. I don't think he really thought about what the fuck he was doing.
You don't even know. You might turn around and be like, "Yo, Kyrie, let's make a sneaker." You know.
That's Adidas.
Yeah, the Ewins.
Yeah, that's Adidas. Adidas ain't touching that shit.
You never know. You never know.
He knows sneakers. I mean, he can make his own fucking sneakers. You don't need these guys to make nothing.
Do like Strawberry and Ben Wallace try to do.
Shaq did too. Shaq made his own
right
sneaker.
Now, I mean, you can make a sneaker if you wanted to. You can make your own fucking sneaker. So imagine his resources and money he got. He can make his own fucking sneaker. So if he really wanted to, so.
Yeah,
y'all see how, speaking of sneakers.
But I really don't think he really knew that he's going to catch all his flat for that. He thought that was going to fly over motherfuckers' heads. You know, he ain't a regular dude. That shit didn't fly over motherfuckers' heads. They did not let it fly over motherfuckers' heads, you know. It could have just flew over motherfuckers' heads like, oh, you know, it's nothing. He just tweeted that. Because he didn't say nothing. He just shared that. Blink.
Yeah, that's just like me and you sharing it.
Shaq showed it in his movie theaters back years ago. Fuck. Ain't wasn't no big deal. Now
yeah, but that's a private. That, that's a private viewing compared to internet, you know?
I don't know if it's a private viewing. I know he was showing them in his movie theaters. I don't know if it was private. I don't know what, but I don't know. That shit, Ben came. It was years ago. He been put that shit out, Shaq. Ben put that shit out. I mean, it was been, you know, but they, I guess, you know, these days somebody just made it an issue, you know. I think somebody made it an issue, brought that shit to people's attention, like, look at this, what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. We living in a sensitive time right now. You can't say nothing now. They're gonna say, "Oh, look what he said! Look, listen! We gotta share.
Yo, it's like I just got in trouble on Facebook for saying, "Oh, yo, blow up your peoples and make them the shit."
Oh yeah, right?
My dude, one of my friends shared that, and he got banned. I ain't get banned yet. I'm waiting for them to ban me, but he shared what I said. And he got banned.
Yeah,
like,
nah,
oh,
they real
but
sensitive
they
right
me?
Now, man.
How they ain't banned me,
cause,
yo?
Because you responded to them, right?
Like,
didn't you say something to them?
Him too. He responded to them too.
Yeah,
like,
they
yo,
real
nah,
like,
fighting this.
Yeah, the world is
but
real sensitive right now.
Blow up your peoples and make them the shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. That got flagged.
Yeah, but you talking to people
that
like,
means you don't understand.
We know what it means. But
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
other
that's
people,
what I'm saying. Like, yo, that means yo, come on, man. Like, yo, come on. Yeah.
Make your friends famous. That's what that means.
That's it.
Make them popular. Let's make our friends popular. That's what that means. But when you put those words, blow up, and key words, that's what they're picking up on. Make them
buzzwords.
They see, all they see is blow up and make them shit.
Yeah. Blow up and shit. That's all they saw. Blow up and shit. They ain't even like read between the lines. It just, oh, he said blow up and he said shit.
You gotta
be specific right now.
You gotta be real specific, yo.
Yeah, nah, they
didn't even
they
got mad where they'll even hide comments from you. They're even like, if somebody even cursed, they'll hide the comment for you. And you can't even read it later on.
Yeah,
yo,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
Like
there's
I
people
said,
that
man.
Are look. They have people that, that are looking for stuff like that. They're looking for stuff like that. You know?
My boy Jack Frost just got banned from saying something that I said, and I didn't even get banned yet.
but look, when they tell you freedom of speech, it's really not true. It's really not true. If they're going to ban you for saying something, that means that, you know, being on this platform, you really don't have the freedom of speech. You really can't say what you want. And the funny shit is, what does it say at the heading
yeah,
before you type
it.
Something?
It's a private platform. Facebook is private. There's somebody
yeah,
owns
listen.
That.
Yeah, but listen.
Say
yeah,
who
but
wants,
listen.
Who you want to hear.
Before you posted that, right on the top, it says, tell us what's on your mind.
yeah.
Tell us what's on your mind, and you go ahead
yeah,
and type
yeah.
that. Like, this is what's on my mind.
Yeah.
You asked me. You asked me the question. you asked me, and I answered you. What do you think about it?
If anybody agrees with comment, call up right now. Let us know what's on your mind. That's Screwball Radio, yo. We live in the Matrix.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So you're right, though, Bobby. You're right, though, Bobby. That's funny.
The truth. It's the truth. Tell us what's on your mind. Boom. All right. This is what's on my mind. And now you want to ban me, but you just asked me the question. You brought this out of me. So take that shit out of there.
Yeah.
Don't put tell us what's on your mind. Because then we thinking
and
we could
be
speak
careful what you
more,
say.
Like this guy's doing with Twitter. He's fucking doing some other shit with Twitter over there. Like, first of all, he charged motherfuckers $8 for if you want the blue check mark. He's going for the cash. He don't give a fuck if you fake, real, nothing. Just
no, but you know why? You know why he did that, right? You know why he did that, though, right?
He trying to train niggas into paying for this shit.
Nah. Because a lot of employees were making money under the table selling them blue things. So instead of,
money under the table selling fucking blue tags? I don't know how.
I mean, think about it. Just like being on Instagram.
I got hit up many times like, oh, do you want this blue tag? Do you want to be added? Hit me up. It's those guys.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. People that work for Twitter, people that work for Instagram, and they doing shit on the side. You know?
I ain't mad at them. I'm not mad at those guys, yo. Fuck that.
Guy's like, yo, fuck anybody trying to do things under the table. If you want this blue check, here, pay me $8. When you think about it, you're supposed to get a blue check if you hit over 5,000 followers, right? You're supposed to get it automatically. For people that don't hit those numbers, you know, they offer them. And you see the people be like, oh, for $25, you could get this. You know, you could get this blue check for $25. And this guy's like, bro, you selling that shit for $25? I got it for $8. Yeah, man.
$8.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go out.
But before we get into this,
on to the sports for a little bit, guy and ask you guys this because this is one of the biggest stories. It's still a big story because of what's going on. But what do you guys feel about Deion Sanders leaving Jacksonville State?
I mean, he's a coach; he could go wherever he wants to.
Right.
If they offer him more, if they offer him money, let's go.
I mean, he did his thing for them over there. You know, he wanted his fans.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to stop doing things for them over there. It's not like he's going to stop doing things for them over there. He's still connected to them guys over there. But he just moved into a better position.
Even if he's not doing nothing over there, it's his choice. You can't get mad at him. That's like being traded to another team and telling the people, look, I don't want to play here no more. Look at Odell Beckham.
But you know, being who he is, the scouts and everything is going to that school to look for the next dude, and now they feel like the scouts are not going to be going there no more, and we're not going to get the attention, and they're going to go back to being ghetto. But, you know, because he helped them out with a lot of things, with the uniforms and everything, because those guys was like real, they were showing up, everybody wearing different things. Like, you wearing this, that, and the other. I'm wearing this, that, and the other. You wearing this, and the other. We going to play a game. Like, nah, we can't do that. Deion got them new uniforms, got them all together. You know, got them playing as a unit, got them going, doing things.
Yeah, but that has to deal with the school. That's the school that should, you know, like, who's stealing money from the program?
The
who's stealing money from
the school,
program?
The school, either they stealing money from the program or they ain't investing the money into the team or there's not enough money or whatever it is. Deion fixed that. You know, not only did he get them looking good, he got them playing good. And he brought them to. I would be mad too if he left. If he left, like, I mean, we can't stay there. And they got the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, first of all, think about it. No coach ever got that opportunity that he got, especially a black coach. he could have got a better deal with a different team, but they was offering the bag. And at this stage in life, well, you don't see no Deion Sanders commercials. I mean, he was hot before when he was young. You don't see no Deion Sanders, no commercials, no nothing like it right now. He, you know, eating off the old
his last commercials. Yeah, his last commercials was the Subway sandwiches, remember?
Yeah.
Those were his last commercials a couple years ago.
Right now, he's relevant. So he's striking when the wild iron is hot. You got to strike while the iron is hot. You know, when the next time he's going to be relevant, what he did is phenomenal. He brought them boys up.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him,
man. He got them boys popping. Now he going to eat. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I ain't mad at him. Get that money, Deion.
Deion gonna buy. He about to bring them killers with him up there. They about to turn Colorado all the way out, y'all. They gonna have them white boys doing the Dougie and all that shit. Deion about to. They about to turn that thing out.
I mean, he's gonna give them what they need, man. That prime time. He's gonna give them what he gave them boys, and he's gonna make them better, man. And that's all he wanna do. Now his next step, watch. Coaching the NFL.
Just like, he don't want to coach the NFL. He said that. He don't want to do nothing with the NFL. He likes being in college. Yeah, I saw an interview. He don't want to do nothing for NFL.
He gets to work with the young new talent coming up. You know what I'm saying? To teach them all the jewels. Shit, imagine you fucking learning from Deion Sanders, yo, how to do things. That's the ultimate.
That's like Aaron
that's the
Judge,
ultimate,
you know. Aaron Judge
the ultimate
with the Yankees
fucking
for,
professor.
For $360 million, you know. He's going
to
be back in Yankee
pinstripes. He's supposed to be a Yankee, man. He's supposed to be a Yankee for life, man.
I mean, it's his choice. You know, it's his choice, but.
Yeah, it's his choice, but he's supposed to be a Yankee for life, man. Fuck that. It's his choice, yeah, but. That's why they gave the bag up. So you got no choice.
$360 million for 9 years.
Here. Take that. You don't earn that. You earned that.
He's a promise.
Take that.
Yeah. Definitely. Just like the Mets. You know, I don't know if y'all be listening to all the sports, but, you know, Verlander, who used to pitch for the Houston Astros last year, is a Met this year. It's going to be a Met this year. You know, they gave him a nice bag, you know. And then the old pitcher from the Mets.
The Mets got an arm.
They've had arms. All year they had arms.
Okay.
But... they just gave up one of their stars. They gave up one of their stars for Verlander. So Jacob DeGrom, he's going to Houston, and Verlander's coming to New York.
They figured they needed the arm more than they needed the bat.
Nah, he don't bat.
Oh, they both
pitch. Pitching.
Show you how much I know, right?
Yeah, so you can't talk.
You
don't talk.
You know, that shows you how much I know, but I don't give a fuck. I'm still Mets fan for life, Yankees fan for life, New York, man.
Well, you see, Jets are 7-5 this year. They could have won last week, but they could have beat the Vikings last week, man, and they blew it. But the Bills in first place in the AFC. The Giants dropped to third place NFC.
Yeah, man, we got three irons in the fire. You know, we good. New York bound to come out on top of somewhere. Shit, we got three irons in fire, man. So,
shit, the Giants are doing better than Tom Brady. Tom Brady's 6-6.
I ain't never seen
Tom Brady with them numbers.
Hold up, but did you see Zion do the last minute slam on the Suns, and all the Suns got mad because he did that shit? You gotta look that shit up real quick. That's some funny shit. Yo, Zion Williams with the last minute dunk, right? Because the game was over, they beat the Suns, and he did a last minute 360 dunk on his home floor to get his, fans amped up. But, it's a rule for the players. Like, if you get us, you got us. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to be showboating. But it's a controversy because they're making him a pile, asking, why you do that? The Suns wanted to fight. Yo, niggas was mad on the court after he did that dunk. They was mad at him, yo. Like, yo, they wanted to fight this nigga. The Suns team was mad, yo. You got to look that shit up, E, real quick, man. Yo, son. Like, I don't understand these niggas in the NBA, man. How you mad at that nigga for doing the last minute dunk on his home floor and they just bust your ass? All right, eat that. The niggas is like, no. He doing that, yo. What? Get out of here, man. Fucking, I mean, really mad. Like, want to go over there, you got to be held back and all this shit. From him doing the dunk. He found nobody.
Yeah, he played for the Pelicans. He played for the Pelicans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a problem, Pelicans, though. You know? They're a problem over there. I like the Pelicans. They ain't, I don't like them. I don't like them better than the Suns, but they definitely they doing their thing over there.
Man. Let's get it popping with some music, man. I think I can hear something, man.
Yeah, I know we got a lot of heat for this week, too.
You got some
fire.
Doubt,
man.
Go.
Yeah, a lot of fire. I sent a lot of fire.
Yes, sir. We're going to hit y'all and start this off with some new Cool G rap featuring AZ and 38 Special, titled Born Hustler, produced by Domingo.
Congratulations, G Rap.
Yeah, produced by Domingo G-Rap. And Dr. G. Yeah.
Let's get it.
Look, baby, I'm just out here to get my motherfucking bread. You feel me? All that other shit, I ain't hearing, I ain't understanding. And I really don't want to know about you, dick. King of this place called New York City. Sitting in the six like Pretty Ricky. Yeah. White chick on a big titty hippie. Excuse the bitch, she pretty pissy. Bow your head, baby, get a dick a hickey. Gotta see my workers, I don't keep it with me. That dope bag, I have a nigga paying shitty. Life in the game, nigga living this. Straight gutter shit, real life nigga shit. Let a nigga cry broke, I don't give a shit. 20 G's on a daily, go figure it. To all the seas roar and the mountains crumble. 1,000 bundles round the jungle. Pearl handle, nigga play the pound of rumble. Woo. Top floor terrace looking down at slum view.
Right.
Hunger on the ground, niggas down there hunt you. No retaliate, nigga take it for humble. Player lay it straight and the paper tumble.
That's right.
Get laid down if you fumble.
What?
Come on now.
Nigga born hustler.
Born hustler, baby.
Super fly
on them.
Nigga born hustler. Fitting in that suit just right.
Shit looking tight on.
Nigga born hustler.
Born hustler.
Yeah. Super fly.
When I ask for help, they ain't help a cent. Got on my own 2 feet, been selfish since. I sent a mother load where your mail gets sent. Penthouse full of hoes like Melvin Flint. Your bitch can't help a vent. Bills don't get split. You don't help with rent. And I'm well convinced. You in misery. You your worst enemy. So suicide or be self-defense. Nigga, hang yourself. Use your belt to lynch. Make sure nobody else get pinched. Make a brick jump 12%. Got free weight without using dumbbells to bench. Nigga, extra clips in a Nike box. It'd be a miracle you survive these shots. Be careful when you buy these blocks. Them birds might be fake, like the chicken at the Chinese spot. Nigga.
Nigga born hustler.
Born hustler, baby.
Super fly
on them.
Nigga born hustler. Fitting in that suit just right.
Shit looking tight on them.
Nigga born hustler.
Born hustler.
Super fly.
fly shit. You heard me? Nothing nickel and dime. I'm fickle with mines. A million ways to get paid. Hey, to pick you a grind. Flying Louis frames. My proverbial's fine from the gristle. It's consensual. I'm official with rhymes. Stick to my kind of cadence. Real quick, smart and straightened. From the heart when it start from the basement. The making motivation. Apply pressure, no ventilation. Fire stretcher over stoves in the apron. Embracing all that come. We all as one. Won't stop shooting shots till the balling's done. The mall is fun. Vacations flyer. Announcing route numbers just to trace the wire. Take me higher from worker to waste supply. Have you ever had mojitos mixed grape and papaya? Great messiah, I get it. Hustled outside in the blizzard. Though I die, I survived to spit it.
Currency is foreign, 100,000 sky miles, niggas out touring on rooftops and boat decks, from courtrooms and projects to when the night blue and white circle the block. The bad news travels of who got shot. It's more than just music, just the memory of the smell of cheap weed and the Hennessy studs. It's like I still reside here, part of me does, yeah. A part of me loves every hungry night. Was forced to fight for survival. The faith placed itself, never placed in no Bible. My only rival was another nigga starving. Linked with those niggas, now we out here mobbing. I'm guarding this garden, no fruits forbidden. To my niggas bitten in they state greens. Freedom, we both got the same dream. Same fiends, but my dope is different. Before it hit the streets, I had to live it. With no cuts, the truth as I see it. So if you serve it, nigga, you gotta eat it. It's real talk. It's real talk. Yo. I'm rockin' camo ammo under the hood. On 95 South, work under the hood. It's 6 in the a.m. conversing with Suge. And we pray this our last trip. Like we said on our last lick, we don't even stop to piss. I can still feel this weight on me. If these crackers got a case on me, they throw me under the jail. My wife pissed at me, she ain't posting no bail. I see my kids in my rear view, weird where life steers you. For rock bottom, nothing can prepare you. Say you great, but what are you compared to get it all, what are you prepared to? I risk life, I risk limb, I risk freedom. I didn't eat just so I could feed them. I'm here to lead them, that's what my name mean. Loyalty and love, that ain't the same thing. I move wiser rather than move faster. One king can't serve two masters. First the scorn, the praise comes after. You find what you're willing to do when you have to. It's real.
I paint elaborate on paper, immaculate reputation. My jacket official like Jeff Hamilton. You can feel difference in character. The genuine article exceeds revisionist narrative. Isn't factual, I intend to be accurate. Money talks, many rap lyrics are counterfeit. I've been through challenges, I reminisce and feel blessed. My son never lived like this. He's oblivious to predicaments I've experienced. Justice hits different when you're innocent. And see how disingenuous the system is giving excessive sentences to the true and living. Existing is different, possibilities limitless, opportunities given when ambition and discipline enhance potential to transition into the realm of greatness. Dedication prepared for you. Every day's a challenge, in the maze you gotta break the pattern to make it past ungrateful hands. Block blesses the grasp, what they'll never have is respect and a sense of quality of a man. My characteristics are that of a dealer who had the potential to transition into an artist that actually lives what he raps. Rare credentials, not many share same views through different lenses, aren't always clear. I seen hustlers, self-indulgent, hallway stairs spiral out of control. Regrettably, that's
that's the life they chose, but couldn't escape the tightening hole. Open my eyes so I never put white in my nose. To each his own, we all addicted, whether substance or riches. If you want more when you get it, what's the difference between insatiable and unfulfillment? Desire turns against you if you can't find contentment.
Battle scars prove who's living it, who's taking it. Strap with a tool, hammer for beef purposes. F's like goon, 40 side of burning click, smoking on that moon. Blake not Carrington, PB chocolate, land spread, I handle that. 80 still crack, lieutenant in the trap. 90s with the prison on that up north trip. Came home, went back, and came home again. At the two violations, the four bullets. I learned to put my life on the paper and in the pen. This shit hit the fan, my rap career began. Infamous.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard.
It's real hip hop.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard.
Number one.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard.
Now my mind rolls deep, deeper than the Grand Canyon. We all across the planet expanded, highly demanded. We have stood to the grit and never took it for granted. Infamous gripping the cannon, sticky, I'm slamming. Queens in control, we holding hostage the market. Whole out of block and I charge it for pimp watching. Got them by a margin, I'm racing to reach the target. Queensbridge projects, my hood, top of the market. The real. From the mob, the nine, the brave hearts, juice group poet, Molly Mar. Too many to mention, I QB catalog. Mega, nature, hots in the park. Be careful at the dark, caught in the death trap. Most likely get clapped, the thieves, they set traps. Block work trapped till the day break back. Cannons on deck, case shit, get big, queen spread.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard.
Don't fuck with the best.
Step break, queen spread. Infamous mob,
real hip hop music.
We're gonna do a song
God fuck
that you never heard.
Number one.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard.
Shoot,
you wanna battle?
Joe beat.
Yeah, this still your name fight. All day and night, Bronx. Yeah, load up, yeah. Landmark, don't bump without dropping a land shark. Damn sharp, damn right, ain't no rush. They feeling themselves like gold dust. Oh yeah, till the guard showed up. Yeah, yeah, dropping heavy like the gold truck. Weigh them up, this weight class is rough. They gon' bite if you bark too much. I'm usually in the dark, working on my art. These boys' life keep me in the dark about it. Let's not talk about it. Peace and love, yeah. Emoji with the shoulder shrug. Don't compare me, don't you dare be. Yeah, we ain't put together with the same assembly. Quite simply, kick your chin up, do some chin-ups. Everything I'm landing on the mark, I'ma get them out the famine, safe landing.
Black King with names.
The kids, the dog, everybody dying, no lying.
Black King with names.
Oh, that's my fucking kinsman. All heads beating young boys off a flim flam. We run through you like Bo Jackson. Motherfuckers aim for the wig and it's no capping. Look, I got goons and they crow magnet. What the fuck the point of a safety with no action? I will ride on whoever. Pain is temporary, pride is forever. Why I had to ask you for my bread back? I ain't shooting dice, that's a motherfucking head crack. You mixed up and the ball dirty. Can't tie his own shoelaces and the ball dirty. And why would I even bother the bro? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Stupid.
Black kid with me.
Everybody dying, no lying.
Black hand grenade.
Kids and dogs, everybody dying, no lying.
Black hand grenade.
Kids and dogs, everybody dying, no lying.
Black hand grenade.
Kids and dogs, everybody dying, no lying.
Gangsters on rooftops kicking rap lines. My whole life look like Super Bowl halftime. My cousin touch more keys than Mozart. I'm talking Ozark, Stephen Faux-Arc. Black light make the teeth and the white teeth glow dark. That's all you see before the folk park. It's your heart. Apples at the barbershop, he don't want no part. Turn young gas into old fart. I rock with Pazzy like we related. That's my brother, we was born and got separated. He held Philly, I held LA and demonstrated knowledge itself. And at the same time, street regulated. That's an unusual movie, doozy. I might rock a koofy, holding a mini Uzi. Salam alaikum, police reform, that's a lot in bacon. No allowed with a ninja, the beast is unsacred. These dudes bars is basic. Shit, tie your dress to a spaceship and get you a facelift. Woo! Literally peeling caps, no cap. I stay fitted with dope raps, player. Black hand grenade.
The kids, the dogs, everybody dying, no lying.
Black hand grenade.
Kids, the dogs, everybody dying, no lying.
Black hand grenade.
The kids, the dogs, everybody dying, no lying.
Black hand grenade.
Kids, the dogs, everybody dying, no lying.
Razzy Pazzy.
You know how we do.
Black hand grenade.
Yo, 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 Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Nothing but that fire.
Yeah, strictly heat, man. Strictly heat. A lot of dope albums came out, man. Except for that Godfather. That Godfather that dropped earlier this year, but that shit still need to be heard, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely fire. G.O.D. Part 3, number 5.
Yeah, right now, you know, like I always say, poet, man, right now, Queens got hip-hop in a camel clutch right now. Queens, right now.
Oh, no doubt.
You got Mayhem album. You got the Mayhem album. You got Coogee Rap new album. You got the Nas new album. You got the Mega new album. Like, all three albums are phenomenal. All four albums,
no doubt,
should I say.
Okay. No doubt.
Like, Queens right now.
Yeah.
Queens right now. Queens got it right now.
Don't forget Prodigy. Prodigy's album came out.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah. My bad. Yeah. They're definitely
And Davies joined us out. Yeah, Davies got joined up. But you know Davies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but he ain't from Queens though. He not from Queens. He
got Queens roots. He got Queens roots, man. It's something crazy. You know, his roots is crazy in Queens. So
yeah, he definitely
like
from Queens, but for me, you know, the Queens vets, the Queens vets got hip hop in the clutch right now. Queens vets. Coogee Rap, Core Mega, Nas, Mayhem is an OG. You know, he's been dropping music for a minute, you know, and all four of those albums. You know, I just started getting into the Coogee Rap because it dropped today. So if y'all don't know, go get that new Coogee Rap.
Oh, you know G-Rap never disappoints.
Yeah, I've been having the Mega on repeat. You know, I've been listening to the Nas album. You know, I keep Mayhem on repeat.
Mayhem never disappoints.
Never.
Nothing but fire niggas, man. Word.
Go buy their albums. Fuck that streaming shit. Go to their website and buy the physical. Go to Tough Kong. Go cop that vinyl from Mega. Go cop the physical copies, man. Support your artists, man.
Thing, man, you know that. That's how you really show your love, you know. If you want that shit forever, that's how you do it, baby.
Yeah. Everybody needs to be a collector. Stop saying, yo, I got it on my phone. I take your phone and smash that shit, and then you ain't got that shit no more.
You ain't got nothing
you know?
No more.
Go buy the albums. Take pictures with the albums. Tag the artists. Show them that you're supporting them. That's the best way to show your artists that you love what they do, man. Just go buy their albums, man. I stay buying albums all the time. I might not
hashtag
buy them when they drop.
Hashtag boycott streaming, man.
Yeah, hashtag boycott streaming. I don't care. I wouldn't even care if they took my shit off Spotify or that shit. I wouldn't even care. Because shout out all the people that head over to my Bandcamp, and that's common5000.bandcamp.com. And they go and they buy the physical copies for me. I appreciate every single last one of y'all. And to everybody that came and bought the Black Paul album, Simon Phoenix, that bought the physical copies, we appreciate y'all, you know?
Yeah, man, I fucking love y'all niggas, man. We coming again. But yeah, man, we got to start the new fucking, you know, we got to start the campaign, man. We boycotting hip-hop. Got a boycott streaming, man.
Yeah, I think we only got two more shows left.
You know what? That's what made fucking streaming popping anyway. Hip hop, any fucking way. You think fucking streaming would be popping without hip hop? Hell no.
So the hashtag fuck streaming. The hashtag fuck streaming t-shirts and hats.
And all forms of music is benefiting. Because of the pressure hip hop created, hip hop created that pressure for the demand and just people looking for shit and listening to shit. Nothing else did that.
Definitely not. You know, it's like TuneCore. Remember TuneCore? What made TuneCore pop was the fact that Lloyd Banks dropped one of his first albums on TuneCore, his first single album by himself. He dropped it on TuneCore, and then everybody started running to TuneCore because they saw that, you know, they could benefit. But at the end of the day, you know,
yeah, man.
The numbers don't add up.
You got to boycott streaming, y'all, until they pay how they weigh. And this is for all artists, man. Hip-hop gonna lead the way for all artists, man. I don't know if I see it in my lifetime, but if we start that campaign now, shit, the future artists, you know, will be good. Even if we don't benefit,
yeah, no doubt,
they'll be good.
Yeah, man. I say it all the time, man. Go support your artists, man. Go buy their shit. Hang their posters in your wall. You know. Enjoy the shit. Enjoy it. Go get your album signed. Go to their concerts. Sign the album.
These guys shit ain't more really worthy of all that, I guess, you know. Their fans is paper thin. You know, back in the
day. Yeah, but think about it, like,
respected the art. We respected the art. We wanted
the value.
That.
The value. It's the value. Once the artist signs your album, that's history. That's history right there. That's a relic.
Nobody makes records no more, so these guys ain't got no choice but to download it, you know?
Everybody makes records. Everybody's dropping vinyl now. Everybody's dropping hard copies. Everybody's doing this. I mean, maybe not the real big ones.
These real niggas are dropping vinyl?
Yeah, man.
Okay. I didn't know that trap shit was coming on vinyl.
Oh, I don't know about the trap. I'm just talking about.
That's what I'm saying. These new niggas, like the new shit, the new. No. I already
real
know
hip-hop.
Real hip-hop. I'm saying for. I'm saying that's why they're not making it, because these new niggas ain't into that. It's easy to, you know, if the new niggas was making vinyl, then the new fans would be into vinyl. But the new niggas,
just think about
know,
it.
They providing downloads. They're not providing.
Fuck that.
Physicals.
You can't sign a download, man. You can't sign a download. You know, you can't take a picture next to the download. You can't
a
do
folder.
That. You know, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's just a folder, and it don't really have that. I don't really have that same energy when you purchase an album, because you get to see the pictures, you get to see the liner notes, you get to see who produced who, what produced what, and then sometimes they'll put their lyrics in there as well. It's like, it's not a, it's just like a feeling that you just can't get with downloading or streaming.
Yeah.
Listen, man. We here at Schoolboy Radio. We nostalgic with this. We nostalgic with it, man. Go buy that album, man. I know a lot of the new cars are futuristic, and they don't come with CD drives and all of that, you know. And, you know, you just connect your phone to the Bluetooth and you just ride out like that. I understand that you ain't got to take the CD out when it stop and put the new one in, but, you know, at least you had a shit. At least you have it. If you ain't going to have it on your phone, at least have it in your library, you know, in your house with the vinyl, with the CD, wherever you got your physical copy library at, you know. Don't just go with the streaming.
Even what I got for us, man.
Yeah, we're going to end this show out, man, with this joint from J. Royale and Havoc. It's called the Wise and Rock Kids joint. They're doing fire. Take it,
yeah,
why you
got that new Mobb Deep album? New Mobb Deep album coming soon, too.
Oh, shout out to my nigga, Chef and La. Chef La. Biff Jones, Queensbridge. They got this shit popping right now. My niggas, my little niggas. I'm always going to represent my hood, no matter what. Get it.
Can't take this school shit no more, man. Yo, this shit is mad hard, yo.
Niggas be wildin' ass shit. I'm gonna say, fuck that shit. Get money with y'all.
Check it. It's Royale, the predecessor of Jessica Fletcher. My verbal approach with surgical quotes. Murder she wrote as a teen. Had a certain thirst for bourbon and coke. Niggas around me kept a burning coke. Was heavy serving the dope. We'll flood the levee every first and the third. Privy to what it be like. Earning your keep under a street light. Bacardi rhyming in my stomach lining. Developed a hunger for rhyming. Pressure turned to a diamond. Understood the assignment and I aced the test. First time seeing my paper stretch, copped the crazy Ava Rex. Now I got a Christian Dior fetish. We came a long way from eating off a corner store credit. Check it, this is the good for nothing book of Justin. Watching kids walk to school by where the street took my cousin. Selling versus quick as the port of Abilene. Be serving vows to fiends, wearing quarters for orders of gasoline. Scat in my jeans, pockets fat as it seems. Type of swagger that'll flatter your queen. You even lack of you scheme. My habitat is traffic, happy as dreams. To turn them into nightmares, I'm a win when they don't fight fair.
He would corrupt anyone he could to get over. As long as he knew I control niggas' minds, he could make shit happen anyway. He winds up selling weed, and who does he get to work for him? Wise and Lock Kid.
Capital H, clap at your face as a rapidly race. Lift you like anti-gravity, black in the back in the day. What's the root of this? Got a fetish for foolishness. Hammers know they be numerous. You beefing is humorous. You know I walk around with holy armor, and we only honor the street code. If not that, it's not a. Put your head to bed without pajamas. Out to make them commas. Anybody in the way get into karma. That's the way you gotta be. High velocity. I survived atrocities you couldn't possibly. Once I get in my shoes, a nigga lose it. That's just off the rip. I ain't tryna bag, that's some true shit. I come from them 96 blocks, cream of the crop. Said what I said, you could like it or not.
like we used to cook in the pot. You niggas is done. Calm your man, cause he can get popped. What?